So here we are, live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Good evening. It is currently Wednesday, March the 22nd, 2017. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in Paradise, California. And this evening we have an episode where questions that are submitted per email to Win will be answered by our sources. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people on the line right now. I welcome you all. Those on the phone line, if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Hello.
Good evening, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who else?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is Marisa from Menifee, California.
Marisa?
Yeah, Marisa.
Marisa. Good evening, Marisa. Welcome to the call.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great.
All right. Have you been with us before, Marisa?
Not on a Wednesday.
Okay.
On a Sunday, but not like all the time because I have to work on Sunday.
All right.
So I figure I'd change my schedule so I could do at least one call a week, you know?
Well, fantastic. Thank you for being here, Marisa.
Thank you.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yes, this is Pat Silva in Sacramento.
Hello, Pat. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. And the next person, we welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Good evening, John. How are you doing?
Oh, hi.
Thank you for being here. And I welcome all those that are joining in here with us to BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. And I welcome the next person on the phone line. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Welcome. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. So Wynn will be, I assume, in Phoenix, and I have not seen an announcement email yet, so let us, it's not even to the hour yet, so let us be patient and welcome the rest of the people that will join in here. And again, welcome to those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Dave from Atlantic City.
Welcome to the call, Dave.
How are you, Hans?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good to hear
you. All right. I've worked across the bridge over there at Summer Point.
Oh, you've been at Summer's Point?
That's years ago. I worked there for a couple of days, for a week.
What were you doing all the way over here?
The heating project. We sold out of Holland to a gardening center.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you ever coming back?
I can't say no, but no plans. We went gambling to Atlantic City. It was very impressive. I mean, so different than Las Vegas, you know?
Yeah, but we're on a decline right now.
Oh, yeah? All right, I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you very much.
All right, and the next person, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Phoenix.
All right. Hi, Terry. Good to hear your voice.
Hi, thank you.
And I thank you for being here.
Welcome.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Great.
And then welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
We are live on BBS Radio, and I welcome you all folks on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here and being with us. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, and thank you.
All right. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It is Wynn in Phoenix.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
All right. And the last one who joined in, please say your name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heis. Hi, Wynn. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right, Wynn. Are you ready to take over the mic from me?
Give me 1 minute, okay? Hang on.
Minutes.
He's got a new YouTube video.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name or location.
Hey, hi. This is Chris in Memphis.
Good evening to you, Chris. Welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
All right.
Oh, here we are. I'm glad that we are all here, especially Wynn and Terry. And again, we will have, if you have questions, we have answers session tonight. I welcome the last. Thank you please, for being here. Please say your name or location. Is this Anna?
You're
cutting out. Catherine? However, your name is from you. And the next caller, please say your name and location.
Sounds like Chris in Memphis, doesn't it?
Chris
is
here.
Sounds like him. I don't think he's here tonight.
He can recognize as us.
Well, that's a Deb and Olgan on, too.
So the things are off, and we are live on BBS Radio, and we are ready to start our own recording.
We are going to do a session tonight, okay?
Right.
People are getting tired of asking us questions, though, because we've had recordings in the last 2 weeks. But just a moment. I'm waiting for Terry to come back in the room.
I'm going to mute the lines.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
What's that? Nobody's out there? Okay. All right.
Wednesday the 22nd. Are you ready, Ray?
No.
This conference is being recorded. Your conference recording has stopped.
One of those nights.
I didn't think you were serious.
I'm not just being stubborn, okay? I'm waiting for Terry to get ready.
All right.
She's not quite ready.
Thank you so much for taking care of Terry, Wynn. I appreciate it.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
That's right. But you're doing it, and thank you for that.
Well, I have to do it.
I know.
I have to. When you get the care and nurturing of an angel, who was it? Kathleen just sent me the YouTube of Angels by My Side, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Where do you hear this?" Little does she know that we already discovered it. Terry, are you on? Let's hear. I don't hear you.
Our phone line is open on this end.
Are you muted, Terry? Okay, unmute.
Okay, I'm unmuted. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
We can start now.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 22nd, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Phoenix. And we have some questions. Now, if any of you want to put in a question for tonight, there's room, so just send it in to questions@intelligent-infinity.com, okay? And, you know, we've spent the last two Wednesdays doing replays. Ah, I see John asked a question, okay? I'm scared to see it. Let me just see what he says.
Ben, will you please move your mic a little bit away from you?
Is that better right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And John asks one of his normally easy questions. Okay. He wants to know how many angels fit on a pin. Nope, that's not exactly it. All right, here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone on this line, everyone on the replay lines. And right now, we ask that all negativity be lifted to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, operating in the Christ consciousness, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. Now, let me just tell everybody, we may get interrupted and have to take a break. You know, we're in a hospital right now with Terry, and they may come in. They're checking her out today, and we haven't been able to tell them not to come during this period of time. Okay, so bear with us if that occurs. And the first question is, let's see here, Dharmananda. And, wait a second. Dharmananda is doing something that is purportedly healthy, and it's water which is infused with hydrogen gas. Does this have anything to do with the fact that hydrogen is the first element and the essence of the one infinite creator is in it? Thank you. Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Thank you. We greet you on the left side of one infinite creator. We review the question and we take a look whether this is hydrogen as one of its components. It is one of the simpler elements. It is water, hydrogen, H2O. Hydrogen and oxygen. combined. They are vital to life. Would you read again? Is this a modification of water? When?
He puts hydrogen in water. So I imagine he's got a machine that makes water, makes hydrogen, and somewhat similar to the way we put ozone in water, that makes hydrogen, and the water absorbs the hydrogen.
So this water infused with hydrogen.
Yeah, and people say that doing that creates some kind of healing benefits for drinking that kind of water.
Thank you. We take a moment and we look at the hydrogen-infused water. It is an element. We see the bonding and the availability of the hydrogen. We look at the potential for the oxygen infusion and the availability of the oxygen when hydrogen is in the system. We at this point do not wish to comment upon the resultant order except to be sure of the availability of the water with oxygen in it. Go slow and see the results of imbibing this water. Read test results for this water and we wish we had a more defined answer for you, but be careful to drink the water and monitor your results so that you know that you are proceeding in a healthy direction with this water, also checking the results of other people.
Thank you. Next question. People have their energies occupy their bodies. We know that. And there's all kinds of areas in your body that your energy occupies, everything from your toes to the top of your head. When somebody has their energy in their higher chakras and is having difficulty occupying their lower chakras, what would be exercises they might do to assist them?
Thank you. One of the things would be to make use of the lower extremities of the body to exercise the legs, to move around, and another would be to get massage in the area of the lower extremities. Another one would be to make contact mentally with the toes, with the calves, with the legs, with the private parts, so that you do not avoid them. When one is taking a look at the lower extremities, one can see if they are bounced back out of that area, or it is hard to access that area, or that they do not wish to access that area. But mentally and physically, with massage, to establish the flow of the energy in the lower areas of the body would help to open up that area.
If somebody had trauma from either this life or a past life, would that be something that would cause those areas to be shut down?
Definitely. If someone had trauma or someone were led to believe that those areas of the body were bad and to stay away from those areas, or if they had trauma from a past life, then they may shy away from it automatically from the areas of the lower chakras.
Thank you. Question from Edna. As I have been mentioning in prior conversations, I am on the process of working on unlocking and deprogramming my memory to remember who I am. I would like to know if the sources could help me to achieve that faster. I want to have it done in this lifetime, and this has turned to be my primary goal.
Thank you. We suggest that you write down your memories as they are and leave blanks where the blanks are. Then as you remember more, fill in the blanks like a puzzle, and more will come about. You will begin to see a pattern. It is like filling in more and more of a puzzle. And as more of it gets filled in, it is easier to fill in even further. Dreams can lead to information. Memory can lead to information. At first, there would be blank spots where you would not know what was there, but it is a rewarding process to write down what you remember and to then remember more or fill in the blanks.
Thank you. When one is trying to fill in the blank spots, it's my understanding that one has many, 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 many lifetimes. And it would be impossible, it seems to me, to remember all the lifetimes. But it would be possible to note the patterns that you have that are related to the track of all your lifetimes. Is there any advantage to knowing the specifics of a lifetime compared to knowing the patterns that it carries forth?
The specifics lead to the patterns, and the patterns have reasons. Some lifetimes are more outstanding, so you do not need to remember them all. But the ones that really stick out can be written down and like guideposts along the way. They can lead you to more information.
Thank you. John is asking about some things about the raw material, where it said in 2011, the Earth shifted from a third density planet to a fourth density planet. So I'm going to ask questions along the way of John's overall question here. And the question is, what does that mean? First of all, is that accurate? Is that date accurate? And what does that mean to a human living on the planet?
The frequency is growing higher. And so the frequency needs the individual connected to the third density needs to be increased. And as such, it moves toward a higher density and a higher connection. And much like the senses pick up certain frequencies, these senses are shifting of what they can pick up to a higher frequency, and they are able to pick up higher frequencies as those frequencies are available where they were not before.
Okay. Now, if somebody is on this planet and they are not able to pick up those fourth density frequencies, how will those frequencies affect them, if at all? Or will they just not notice and go on in the way things were?
it depends upon the individual. Some people may not notice that they're able to pick up higher frequencies. Other people may feel that the energies are a little bit beyond them, and it's hard to track things and keep up with everything. Individuals have individual responses.
Thank you. So, the next question John is asking, and you may not want to answer this, okay? But I'll ask it anyway. I would like to know the statistics for how many first density, second density, third density, fourth density, fifth density, and sixth density planets exist in our Milky Way galaxy.
The question is, how many?
First density planets, second density, third density, fourth density, fifth density, and sixth density.
We look at the planetary systems in a different manner than first density, second density, third density. We would prefer to rate it to the advancement of life on the various planets. Is the planet more geared toward animal life, towards insect life? Is the planet geared towards intelligent life? Is the planet geared towards exceptionally harmonistic, intelligent life? Is the planet geared toward undeveloped emotional beings? We would prefer to look at it more from a realistic point of view than simply second density or fourth density. As far as how many, there are multitudes of planets, millions of planets.
Now, there are some planets in our solar system that I've read about that have higher density beings that are not physicalized, that are centered around a particular planet. Is that true?
You are speaking of beings on a planet that are not physicalized?
Yes.
There are combinations where people are materialized and people are non-physicalized.
That's true for planet Earth, yes?
Yes.
So, on the non-physicalized beings, how high in density do they go? And do they travel cross-density when they're not physicalized?
They can travel more easily when they are non-physicalized.
Mm-hmm. And how high density is around planet Earth? What's the highest?
The highest density around planet Earth?
Yes.
Well, this is a, we consider this a strange question. As you go to the non-physical, you tend to move off of planet Earth and into its own realm, for instance, the heaven realm.
Is that, is the heaven realm, for example, above the planetary field around Earth?
It is in a different realm, in a different higher density.
But would you consider it a higher density Earth?
No.
No. Okay. That's what I'm asking. Okay. Well, John asks if the other universes have similar distributions of first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth density planets. Now, maybe that's, since you don't like to talk about density planets in the way that John is asking, maybe that's not a good question. But
well, we also look at the different universes in a different way. There is still part and parcel of the one that is all and are moving in conjunction with that. There are some planets which are in between luminosity and are not visible, as they are in a different frequency vibrationally, for instance, more to the infrared range. So there would be this distinction between different planets.
Thank you. And is Earth significantly different than other planets in the universe? And if so, how?
Earth has a great deal of water and is more amenable to certain forms of life than any other planets. It is teeming with life, and other planets have life of different frequencies or different sorts than Earth.
Thank you. Question from Valerie.
And it's Valerie in What city?
In Livermore, okay?
Thank you.
It has to do with another grand experience with Morse code. Now it's coming through with a new sound. Last night, again, I'm in my van, and I heard the sweetest little sound, like loud raindrops or maybe a little chickadee chirping. It was coming from the left corner of my dash, or maybe outside, I thought. It was chirping or something for about a minute or less. D-d-d-d, hard to explain. I looked around outside my window. Oh, excuse me a second. Hi, just a moment. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's get our energy back centered.
We are talking about the sweet chirping sound from the left side of the dash in the van.
Yeah. She looked around outside her window, assuming it was a bird or some raccoon. And she had no clue, and it was dark. As it continued, I locked my doors. It was kind of freaky. It stopped and then started again a couple of minutes later. And now I was more confused as it kept going. It startled me. Wait a second here. I'm sorry. I just lost my place. I was a little more confused. It startled me so much, I gave my horn a little beep, thinking maybe there was a critter under the hood. And I didn't want it sleeping there if and when I started my car. And as soon as I humped the horn, it stopped, and the interior lights flickered once, presumably telling me, "It's me. Don't be scared." What a relief. But then the strong thought came to mind. Valerie, they told you to study Morse code. So here we go. I still have the chart and sound and audio version of how to translate Morse code. My question is, can I simply use my voice and then try to figure out the response? I'm pretty sure this is possible. And at first I will have to start with yes or no type questions. Until I master Morse code, right? This is so overwhelming, but doable thanks to your support and guidance and my trust in my spirit guides. I feel truly blessed to be in this position, but it's over the top, so any more assistance shall be greatly appreciated. Blessings all here with us tonight and always. And I think Valerie was referring to a previous session where someone, might have been her husband, I can't remember, was communicating to her from the other side in Morse code. So now, I'm not sure where the liaison is between the chirping sound in Morse code, unless they were talking to her in Morse code or someone was talking to her. But in any case, I hope you guys can figure that out.
Thank you. It's not necessarily that you need to communicate in Morse code, although that is one way. When one passes, one has the ability, in some cases, to manipulate the physical world and to make sounds using things in the physical world. For instance, an electronic element in the dash, an electronic element in the TV, a physical element in a stove, and they have the ability to move that object and create noise. It is a frustrating thing for a person who's passed over to communicate in this manner, as it is very difficult, and eventually they may just attempt to find another way to communicate or to pick up another body that becomes easier for them to communicate through. But departed ones have the ability, when they're powerful, to take the physical elements and to bang them together to get them moving so that they create noise. Pay attention and speak to the person. It doesn't even have to be in Morse code. Just speak to the person. I see that you are there. I hear that you are there. Thank you for visiting me. And you can pick up a rapport with us.
Thank you. This is a question from Bonnie Sinners in Corona, California. The work that we are doing and the information that is coming through is very important to me and many others. When Ra'an states that they, the sources, come directly to us, even when listening to a replay, my heart sings and I know it to be true. We recently learned that our beloved Terry has a serious condition. And my question is there something that our sources can do for her so that we can continue this rare connection? Is there something we as a group can do to assist her? Please help in any way you are able for the greater good. We love her and need her if she chooses to stay.
Yes, the body needs vitamins and needs nutrition and needs special things to heal. It can be healed. There is a depletion of vitamins and minerals, and your prayers are helpful and support to get her the elements needed for healing, the support. With money to get the treatment that will help. We love Terry also. The work is important in connection with each and every one of you. Thank you.
oftentimes we think that you're omnipotent, that you can move into the realm and shift things. We've had experiences of some amazing phenomena that all of that you have shifted and have, we've observed that there was no other explanation. Since everybody wants Terry to be functional and happy in her body, what can we do to help you shift her?
She needs to rest. She has been too spreading herself too thin over the prayers, and it is hard on the body to subvert negativity and convert it, and she needs to rest, and she needs a regime of vitamins and minerals that can then heal.
Thank you. She needs to be not stressed at all, I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And Dharmananda is saying I didn't ask this question correctly.
Okay. We sense in this question that we have not answered his question. Go ahead.
Specifically, I'll just read it verbatim here, okay? I feel very expanded and one with everything when I drink water infused with hydrogen. Does this have anything to do with the fact that hydrogen is the first element and that the essence of the one infinite creator is in it?
The essence of the one infinite creator is in it, and it is very simple. It is the simple form and can infuse the body with energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the essence of the one infinite creator is in everything, yes?
That is correct. However, with this, it is a simple energetic bond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. While I've got you on the line, there's a gentleman that has something called oils. What are they called? Therapeutic oils.
Essential oils.
Essential oils that he says he's seen experience helping people with a similar issue to Terry's. Do you have any feedback on that?
We feel that in Terry's case, it is only one avenue, but that a certain group of minerals and vitamins and nutrition are needed to fortify the body so that it can heal.
Mm-hmm. How about the idea of making the system alkaline and using baking soda or spirulina or both?
Each has their place, however, it needs to be given in the dosage that the body needs and in conjunction with other things, not just alone.
So she needs a full regimen of nutrition.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's 6:51, and that's our last question for tonight. So let's just, Dan, I don't think I'm going to ask a question on dark energy tonight, okay? Ask it next week. That was Dan Bettman asking that. Why don't we just take a moment and hold healing space for Terry for a few minutes, and then we'll go to Whole Planet Healing.